Chili, cloves, and a secret blend of special herbs and spices. We're not talking about the Colonel's secret recipe for fried chicken here. These are the ingredients for a new surfboard wax that the designer swears will repel sharks. It's just one of a number of products on the market for divers and surfers who just can't get the fear of a shark encounter out of their heads. No wonder. Our reporter Alex Mann hit the beaches of Maroubra in Sydney's east to find out who would buy this wax and whether products like this can actually make a difference.
Chili and cloves is the great Aussie shark repellent. It's not really a smell I'd normally associate with the beach. But this morning I'm standing in front of the surf club at Maroubra. It's about a 20-minute drive from the centre of Sydney. There's a few clouds in the sky and the sun's not yet above the horizon. And the surf is looking pretty good.
Do you mind if I ask you a couple of quick questions before you get in the water?
No.
Would you paddle out with that stuff on your board?
No, not a chance in hell. And I'll tell you the reason why is because as soon as you put your hands on the board or the waxes and rub your eyes when you're out there, there's no more surfing for you, is there?
When you're going out at this time of the morning, sun's not up yet, is a shark attack anywhere near your mind?
Well, is now, but...
I don't know. I think if your number's up, your number's up. You've got to be pretty unlucky to get eaten, I reckon. Yeah.
That's a fatalistic approach.
It is.
What surfers, I think, universally do is disregard this risk that they're taking because they don't have much choice.
Shark attacks in Australia are nothing new, of course, but a string of them over summer have people wondering, are they becoming more prevalent? Just this week, there were two shark attacks in as many days.
Since 2010, 17 people have died in shark attacks across Australia. It's a spine-tingling thought, probably due more to the nature of the death itself than the size of the number. And now, a race is on to find a product that'll repel sharks and keep water users safe. South Australia-based Neil Campbell thinks he's found the answer.
It's me and six dog food cans in two pots in my laundry, actually. How I came up with it?
Dog food cans?
Well, yes.
Neil Campbell makes surfboard wax with his own special blend of herbs and spices, including chili and cloves. He's convinced it'll keep the sharks at bay.
I don't make too much secret of the recipe. It's necessary to be frank with my customers, you know, for reasons of allergies and so forth. I use five essential oils and five spices, and I put them in a base of beeswax and coconut oil, and you add a little bit of pine tree resin for the winter, makes it stickier.
Is the attraction of this stuff about providing surfers with the illusion of safety, or is there proof that these
You don't understand. If it's an illusion, it's fooling me as well. And that's certainly not something I wish to happen.
Neil Campbell's special recipe is just one of a number of products jostling to show that they're the best way to keep safe when sharks are in the water. The obstacle to all of them is proof.
What I'm appealing to in people's logic is the scientific contention that the shark is 10,000 times more sensitive than us with his sense of smell. So on that basis, the whiff that the surfers are picking up will be an unbearable stench to the shark.
You're saying that it's not just about a peace of mind, that it's not the illusion of safety. You're hoping that it actually provides that safety.
Yes.
How sure can you be at the moment? Have you done any tests?
Well, no, the tests, I mean, this is what everybody wants to know. Why don't you just go and test it? Well, testing does take 5 days at sea with the right people. It does cost $60,000 and you have to raise that amount.
One of those right people is Andrew Fox.
Yeah, I'm Andrew Fox from Rodney Fox Great White Shark Expeditions.
Andrew Fox is the son of Rodney Fox, a man whose name has been synonymous with great white sharks in Australia since he was attacked and nearly killed by one while spearfishing in South Australia in December 1963. For decades, the family business has taken teams of researchers and tourists to the Neptune Islands near Port Lincoln in South Australia.
The Neptune Islands are where we operate, and it's the largest single seal colony off of Australia's coastline. So this is like the biggest restaurant for white sharks to visit. We tend to get sharks migrating all the way around Australia, stopping off at the Neptune Islands, and we see the same sharks year after year.
Last year, the University of Western Australia published test results on one of Neil Campbell's rival products, the Shark Shield. That device uses an electric field to repel the sharks, and the researchers found it stopped white sharks interacting with a bait 10 out of 10 times on their first approach. Neil Campbell is convinced that his special brew will work too.
I really do think that if the shark can smell your testosterone, pheromones, hormones and so forth, that this clouds the issue for him. These are not subtle scents or tastes, and they have track records in repelling other apex predators, and I think it's going to extend to the shark.
In just a few weeks, Andrew Fox will be taking Neil Campbell and his spicy surf wax out on the boat to test it out. Andrew Fox has helped almost a dozen others test similar products.
We get people that have lost their life savings because they're so confident that their devices work, and often when we've come to do the testing, this doesn't seem to be effective at all, and they're absolutely gutted that they've wasted all their time.
So you've seen a lot of these up close. Is this a little bit of a search for the Holy Grail, this unattainable protection against Mother Nature?
Yeah, people have just got to look at it like a crash helmet on a motorbike or a seatbelt in a car. But what we're dealing here with people's fears, and people don't want to be afraid. I think the most important thing here is to see that, yeah, don't rely on these new repellents and the testing of them, but look for information that can further reduce shark attack risk.
Back on the beach at Maroubra, there seems to be a degree of sceptical fatalism. There's no way these guys will be missing out on good surf, shark repellent or not.
But to me, I mean, obviously we can die from anything pretty much. You can go on an island and get a coconut falling on your head. So I think it's the same for sharks. Like if you get attacked, it's really, really unlucky.
Pretty unlucky if you get a coconut on the head too.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's Sydney surfer Greg Noe ending that report by Alex Mann.